Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve, and every single Friday I like to get on and do a solo episode where I talk to you guys about topics that you've either asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about. And with the school semester starting or right around the corner, depending if you've started or not yet, I did want to do an episode talking about school, prepping for school, staying motivated, and just giving you guys my best tips when it comes to being motivated and productive, even if you're not in school and you're starting your first full-time job or you're just in work in general. I think it's always good to have tips on remaining productive and staying motivated throughout the year because it is not that easy. Obviously, burnout is such a real and important thing and we all experience it. I've honestly experienced burnout a little bit in the past like week or two where I have just not been my most motivated self, and I feel like it's because summer is coming to an end and I know when the fall semester starts, I'm going to be a lot busier. So I've kind of just been trying to take advantage of the summertime and being able to see my friends and having more nights out and not really having to think about setting my alarm in the morning all the time and just really fully taking advantage of all of that. But obviously with fall coming around, today I'm recording this on Wednesday. My classes did actually start today, but I don't have class Wednesday, so I don't go on campus until Friday. And so on Friday I will be going onto campus, so that is when this episode is coming up. So I feel like it's perfect timing for when school starts. But I have definitely not felt my most productive self recently in the past week. I feel like it's because I know what's about to come when school does start, so I'm a little bit kind of just like being super lazy until the semester does start because I know how busy it's going to be. But there are few different things I want to talk about with you guys today when it comes to the semester starting, just school prep, feeling burnout, getting back on track, staying motivated and productive, romanticizing school, and being independent in the school year. And I made a bunch of tips for you guys as well when it comes to prepping for school, keeping that motivation, and staying super productive. Obviously, everyone views school very differently, even though school is not my favorite thing ever. I feel like it's one of those things where if you're in that chapter of your life where you're in school and you're focusing on your education, you just have to kind of crush it while you're there and work really hard until you're done. And I feel like a lot of the time, if we don't want to do something, we don't do it. And it's very hard to create goals for something we don't really care that much about. But I've just learned that whatever chapter of life that you're in, you just have to appreciate and work really hard towards before it kind of goes away, because that's just what you're meant to be doing right now. And this is what I'm meant to be doing right now. So that's kind of how I feel, is I'm in this chapter of my life at school right now. So I just need to fully focus on crushing it while I'm here until I finish. And I'm someone that's very goal driven and very goal oriented and very hardworking. So when I'm put in a position where I have to work hard on something I don't really want to work that hard in, I really do have to kind of push myself and romanticize it. And I have to kind of see my education as a privilege. I feel like when you see your education or your work as a privilege and you remember the days that you prayed for opportunities like this, it motivates you to want to work harder again. So that's kind of how I felt with my education and just work in general. Obviously, I'm going to continue doing my podcast with being in school full time. And then I also work part-time at a school. So there is going to be a lot on my plate this fall. I babysit as well. I kind of just try to hustle in any way that I can. Yeah, so that's kind of how my fall is going to be looking for me. Just school, podcast, social media, babysitting. And then I also have a part-time job at a school. That's going to be what my fall is filled with. So I have a lot of tips for you guys on just staying organized, staying on track, staying motivated, and staying productive. So the first thing I want to talk about is just preparing for a new semester. What are some things that I do to prepare for a new semester and just to prepare for a new school year? So for me personally, the number one thing I have to focus on is the space that I'm in. So I'm a commuter when I go to school. Obviously, if I was dorming, I would be talking about my dorm room, but I have to make sure that I'm in a clean, organized space that I feel happy in. So making sure, you know, my bedroom is put together. I actually went through my closet and my dresser about a week ago where I kind of just took all my clothes out. Anything I didn't wear anymore, I got rid of. Anything that no longer serves me, I donated, and I just got rid of a bunch of clothes and just completely reorganized my dresser and my closet. I cleaned my sheets. I went under my bed to see what was there. And then I also did a whole office revamp where I basically went through everything in my office and reorganized it, put up shelves, cleaned it, and all that stuff, because I knew that I was going to be spending a lot of time in my office. especially with the school year coming around, that I was like, I want this to be a space that I love and a space that I can get work done in and be productive in. So that's the first thing I have to do, is make sure I love the space that I'm in and make sure that I'm making it a space where I can get things done, where I'm not losing something and not knowing where it would be, making sure everything has a place, all of that. So kind of just making sure that you love the space that you're in, that you're in a clean space, because a clean space is a clean mind. It is so important to make sure that you're in an environment that you can grow in. So that was kind of how I prepped with my room, was just going through my clothes, going under my bed, reorganizing the office, doing all of that. I actually posted on my TikTok myself redoing my office because I was so proud of putting up the shelves by myself. But also just making your space something that you love, especially if you are a commuter, maybe even cleaning out your car. That is something I probably should tackle today, is cleaning my car, because I spend so much time in my car as a commuter, driving to and from campus, driving to the gym, driving to babysit, driving to work. No matter what it is, I'm in my car every single day. So I want to make sure my car is a clean space that I feel happy in and that I feel clean in and that I feel motivated and productive in. So that is something that I also have to make sure I prepare when it comes to school prep, is just organizing and cleaning my space. Another way to prepare is, of course, buying supplies for school or for work. So I always buy a new planner pretty much every single year. I buy a new planner. Whether I go to Target, Barnes & Noble's, I order one online from Amazon, I need a new planner every single semester that it starts. I'm such someone that needs to plan things out and make to-do lists and write things down. I use Google Calendar like religiously, so I'm going to tell you guys how I kind of prepare for the semester with school and planning. So I use Google Calendar, and on my Google Calendar, I'll basically put everything. I'll put the days of my classes, the times of my classes, what days of the week I do it. And it's nice because you can actually repeat it. So if I have class every Monday, I'll put the time, like 8 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. is my Monday class. And then in the notes section, I'll write what classroom it's in. I never get lost and I know where to go. And then I'll repeat that for every single Monday. So every single Monday, I'll repeat that I have class that day. And then same thing for Tuesday and Friday, the days I have class, I'll put the time and then I'll repeat it weekly. So that's kind of what I like to do when it comes to Google Calendar, is putting all my class dates, and then I'll also add really important assignments. So I'll put all my important assignments, quizzes, exams, presentations, whatever it is, on my Google Calendar as well. And I color coordinate each class with that assignment. So all of my math assignments and all of my math things will be in pink. All of my English things will be orange, and I kind of like to color coordinate as well, just throughout the whole entire calendar. And then I'll also put appointments or plans that I have for the weekend, birthdays. I fill my Google Calendar with everything. And then something else that I love using as well is Notion. So Notion is where I'll put my class schedule more in detail, and I'll also put all my class notes. So when you open up Notion, you don't even have to do a paid plan, I don't think, if you don't want to. I think I have a premium plan, but you don't have to use a premium plan. But basically, when you go to my Notion, I'll have a fall 2023 tab. I'll open up that tab. And then I'll have small tabs for each class. And I basically have this whole entire note sheet where each class has its own color coordinated section, and I can write my notes in there and it stays organized in its folder. I can put the chapter, I can put what class it is, what date it was created by, if I've reviewed the notes yet, whatever I want. There's so many different ways that you can kind of organize it, and there's actually pre-made templates as well that some people use and create or even sell. So that's a really good way as well to just organize your notes. So that's a way that I prepare for school too, is kind of just creating my Notion, organizing my Google Calendar, and then also on my desktop, I like to reorganize my folders. So all the folders that I have on my desktop from last semester, I'll delete all the stuff inside of it and I'll rename it to the classes I have now. I can also make a TikTok about this if you guys want more of a visual as well, but that is kind of what I will do to prepare for academic wise. So the first thing I do to prepare is clean up my space that I'm in, whether it's your dorm, your bedroom, your office, your car, all of that type of stuff. The second thing that I like to do to prepare is update my Google Calendar, update my planner, update my desktop, and really just make sure that all of it is ready so that on the first day of school, I'm able to kind of just input information and start taking notes and start it with kind of a clear mind. Another way to prepare is making a vision board for the semester. So I love just inspirational shit that I see on my Pinterest. Whether I'm watching, I always start Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girl when the fall semester starts. Those are the two shows that I watch. Mostly Gilmore Girls because she's so like academically motivated. So I'll watch the first few seasons of Gilmore Girls where she's like obsessed with going to Harvard. And then I'll switch to Gossip Girl because I love Gossip Girl. And sometimes even One Tree Hill. Those are like the three shows that for some reason motivate me for school, but mostly Gilmore Girls. Gilmore Gilmore Girls to me is such a fall start of school show. So I'm always watching Gilmore Girls when the semester is starting, and it's something that motivates me. And then I'll go through my Pinterest and I'll just see a bunch of influencers that are super productive, that are studying, that are motivated, that are successful. And when I am filled And when I'm filling my feed with productive influencers and motivational influencers, I obviously feel more productive and feel more motivated. So I highly recommend filling your feed with motivational influencers and just productive quotes or productive visuals for your feed to have, because I know for me that's helped me a lot. You can even create a motivational wallpaper. These are things I like to do before the semester starts. I know it sounds a little cringe, but I like to create an aesthetic. This kind of goes with romanticizing school as well. I like to have an aesthetic before school starts. So whether that means getting new staple pieces for your closet and kind of just working around with the things that you own, trying to revamp your wardrobe, trying to redo your space. Like, I really want to redo my bedroom space. I feel like I've just outgrown what my bedroom looks like. I feel like it doesn't really like describe me anymore, if that makes sense. I don't feel like completely myself in it. So I really do want to like revamp my bedroom and redo it. It's just not number one on my list right now, but it is something that I want to do. I made a vision board for how I kind of want to redecorate it. So that's something that I want to do as well, is just kind of redecorate my bedroom and kind of update my space to match kind of how I've been feeling recently and what I feel like my vibe has been changing to and what my aesthetic has been changing to. I feel like an aesthetic is how you do romanticize your life. So that's kind of what I've been trying to do when it comes to romanticizing school, is just making sure that I'm in a space that matches my energy, that I'm wearing things that match my energy. I'm a firm believer in look good, feel good. And one of my goals for this semester is to actually really love the way that I'm feeling in my body and just taking care of myself and doing so much more self-care. Focusing more on skincare and hair care and meditating and journaling, making sure that I'm taking care of my mental state. I feel like I've fallen off the journaling and meditating kind of bandwagon that I was on, and I want to get more consistent with that again, because it's so important to make sure that you're taking care of your mind just as much as you're taking care of your body, and especially when you're academically driven and you're busy with school and busy with work. It is so important that you're also taking care of yourself and making sure you're taking care of your brain, or else you're not going to be able to get anything done. So my goal also prepping for school is creating, you know, a wardrobe that I'm happy in and that I feel confident in. And, you know, obviously I don't have to wear the nicest outfits ever to campus every day, but it's nice to wear things that I feel confident in. Even if it's an oversized hoodie and sweatpants, just as long as it's something that I'm comfortable in and that I feel happy in and that I like myself in, then I'll be happy with that. And I also do want to be comfortable as well. So that's something that I've really been focusing on for school prep too. I've been wanting to buy a bunch of staples without spending $1 million on them. I want to completely rebuild a staple closet. So I'm going to look into a few places that I can kind of build a good staple closet with, because that is definitely something that is on my to-do list for this fall and winter, is just creating a staple closet, taking better care of myself, and really just focusing on look good, feel good. Because I know when I feel confident, I want to get more done. I know that sounds a little weird, but I just have like a vision of what I want to look like and who I want to be. And I feel like I know what it takes to get there. And it's like continuing to move my body, fueling my body with food, taking care of my hair, you know, following up with my hair appointments and doing my hair masks and all that stuff. And also just taking care of my skin, all of that. So that is something I've been wanting to focus on a lot, is just look good, feel good. And making sure that whether I'm going onto campus or to work or even just staying home, I feel good with how I look and how my body feels. Okay, you guys, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm so grateful to be talking about BetterHelp with you guys today, because in the past year, I've definitely been in a time of my life where thoughts have been racing. I've been a little bit more on the anxious side and just a little bit more stressed. I think that just comes with being in your 20s. And I feel like my stress and all those worries were affecting me from being able to enjoy my life. I felt like it was harder for me to fall asleep and just to shut off my thoughts. And the reason I love BetterHelp is because it is the easiest way to find a therapist that is best suited for you. For me, therapy has given me the best place to get my negative thoughts out and just find some emotional and mental peace. I've benefited so much from therapy with anything I've gone through in my life, or just things I talk about with someone that isn't someone that I know, has been so, so amazing and helps me learn so much about myself as well. It's so helpful to learn how to cope with situations, how to set boundaries, and just to learn to love yourself more. And it's something that you're doing for your self-love journey and for your healing journey, which is my absolute favorite part. If you are thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is the way to go. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and best suited for your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. There's no strings attached with your therapist. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/fromeve today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fromeve. I will link it in the description below. Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. When it comes to feeling burnout and getting back on track, I definitely would say I've felt a lot of burnout in the past few weeks, and I feel like my way of getting back on track is the prep. So when I'm buying school supplies, when I'm making a new Pinterest vision board, when I'm looking at staple wardrobe pieces to add to my cart, and when I'm talking to friends about how motivated I am, when I'm going through my Pinterest and getting it ready for school, when I'm cleaning up my space, these are things that get me back on track. The prep for school, the prep for work, the prep to be motivated again is what keeps me back on track, because it's like, okay, ready to crush another semester. You just got to hang in there one more semester and you'll be done. You'll be good. And I feel like it's a really good thing to kind of just really just push yourself to start this prep and just take it step by step. Like, you don't have to look at the big picture of like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. Take it day by day. You can make a big list of everything that you have to do, and then you can spread it out throughout your week so that you're not overwhelming yourself. I feel like we try to take a million steps at once, but what we don't realize is consistency is built through habits and is built through breaking down the big habits into small habits, and that is how you are going to remain consistent. And it's not necessarily about doing a million things at once. That's how you will burn yourself out. If you listen to this episode and you get motivated and you're like, I'm gonna do everything today, I'm gonna go school supply shopping, grocery shopping, clean my room, clean my car, clean my bathroom, clean my office, buy a wardrobe, you're gonna think it's all a chore. You're gonna think it's an inconvenient task that's taking up too much time, and you're gonna feel burnt out after you do it. So my tip to you is to take baby steps. Make a list of everything that it is that you wanna do to prepare for the semester. And once you have that list of everything you wanna do to prepare for the semester, break it down by what you want to do each day of the week. So this way, if you're breaking it up throughout the week, you're not feeling super overwhelmed. You're not feeling like there's a million things that you have to do, and you're kind of like, okay, this is manageable. It's no longer a task of 100 things you have to do, because now it's being broken out day by day. So that is a really big tip for me when it comes to avoiding burnout, is just taking baby steps and not overwhelming yourself. And this takes me to making to-do lists and setting goals and having a planner. When you plan things out and you make to-do lists, you will not feel as overwhelmed. You might have a million things running through your head, but once you write it down, you realize this is something you're capable of doing. So when I'm super overwhelmed with school and work and all that stuff, once I take out my paper and pen and my little to-do list paper, or even take out my planner, and I start writing down everything it is that I have to do, I realize and I think to myself, okay, wait, this is actually so manageable. It just seemed like a lot because it was all living in my head. But now that I've written it down, it makes so much sense, and now I can actually get it done and I can think of how to get it done. So the way that I like to make to-do lists is I'll go on my stickies on my computer, or I'll write it down physically, because I have a daily to-do list that I got on Amazon. It's linked in my storefront. It's honestly the best. And I will write down everything as I have to do. And then there's like a little section that says your top three priorities. I'll write down the top three most important things that I have to get done that day. And then in the rest of the to-do list, I'll write down things that I could get done, but it doesn't have to get done today, but it should be getting done this week, or just things that I would like to get done that day. And there's also like a time schedule as well that you can write, like meetings or classes or even lunch breaks, whatever it is, appointments, whatever it is you have to write in the time slots. But it's just nice when you write down everything it is that you have to do. And what I'll do is I'll write down everything I have to do, and then maybe under it or next to it or on my computer, I'll write, how am I gonna get that done? So if I get assigned a paper on Monday that's due Friday, I'll say, okay, Monday, I'm gonna plan the paper. Tuesday, I'm gonna start with the intro and the first three paragraphs. Wednesday, I'm gonna do the rest of the body paragraphs. Thursday, I'm gonna do the conclusion and edit it. And then Friday morning before I submit it, I'm gonna review it one more time and submit it. So when I have a goal of something I have to get done, or I have something on my to-do list, I also like to write down how I'm going to get it done. And I like to kind of space out and plan out when I'm gonna get it done and what's the most efficient way to do it. And this will make you feel a lot less overwhelmed, and it will help you when it comes to burnout and with just staying consistent with motivation. I think the way to stay consistent with motivation and just with being productive in general is, one, making sure that you're in a circle of people that have similar goals to you, or that even kind of just motivate you or listen to you when you talk about things. Like, I could go on a full vent with my friend on, like, how I want to be super productive and how I want to do all these things, and she'll be like, cool, let's go to Target together and get new planners. So having someone that you can kind of talk about how to be productive and motivated with, someone who's equally as motivated or even more motivated than you and takes their academics serious, will help you as well. So that's my first tip to stay motivated and productive, is being surrounded by people who are also motivated and productive, not people who are lazy, because you are the sum of the five people you hang out with. If you're the smartest person in the room, find another room and be surrounded by people who are working harder than you and who motivate you to work harder. My second tip is to make sure you're creating a vision board or just kind of creating a wallpaper, basically a daily reminder of why you're working so hard. So whether it's on your phone wallpaper or your desktop wallpaper, whether it's hung up in your room, whatever it is, having a reminder that you see every single day on why you're working so hard. My number three tip on staying motivated is to make sure that you're filling your feed with productive influencers. So following influencers that post their study videos, that post their productive tips, that post how they study, that post their workouts, whatever it is that you want to get better at. Maybe even that post their corporate lifestyle, their corporate routines. Filling your feed with productive influencers is going to help you so much. We are very lucky to have social media sometimes, because it is such an advantage of gaining inspiration and gaining knowledge when it comes to things that you want to be better at. So when it comes to productive influencers, I love filling my feed with productive influencers when the school year starts, and just seeing other college girls doing their day-to-day with school motivates me so much, because it makes me want to also work super hard like how they are. Fourth tip to stay motivated and productive is to take baby steps, make to-do lists, stay organized, plan everything, because this way you're not going to feel as overwhelmed. And my fifth tip for staying motivated and productive is to also have fun times. Like, also make sure you're saying yes to going out with your friends and not completely surrounding and revolving your whole life around school and work, because if you just start staying in every weekend because you have so much work to do, you're gonna kind of forget what it's like to go out and have fun and stuff. So my tip for you would to make sure you're still saying yes to going out and going to bars, going to dinner, getting to meet people, all that stuff, or else you're just gonna kind of put yourself in this box and kind of just trap yourself in this little box of just school and just work, and life is not going to be enjoyable to you anymore. So make sure that you're still saying yes to going out. Because, like, I know for me, like, this is my first week of school, and I am a little bit stressed and overwhelmed at how much I'm going to have to do. But at the same time, I make sure I have things to look forward to. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go down the shore Labor Day weekend. And then the weekend after, I'm going to have a full week of work and school. But then when it comes to the weekend, I'm going to go out with my friends. Like, making sure that you're having things to look forward to and things that you're going to have fun doing is going to keep your motivation up as well, or else you're going to trap yourself in a box, get burnt out, and not be motivated anymore. When it comes to romanticizing school, like I said, I feel like it's really about kind of having an aesthetic, which might sound like some people might not really understand that, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Like, making sure the space that you're in matches your energy and your vibe. Like, for me, I'm a big environment person. The environment that I'm in has to be clean and organized and kind of match the vibe that I'm feeling and the vibe that I'm giving. But just romanticizing it by getting cute school supplies, making a new playlist for your commute ride, wearing clothes that you feel comfortable and confident in, being in a space you get excited to wake up in and go to sleep in. And something else that's so important is creating a night routine and making sure you're going to sleep really peacefully and making sure you're getting enough sleep. Obviously, if you're not getting enough sleep, it's going to be so hard for you to be motivated and to feel productive. So focusing on a night routine, whether it's lavender essential oil in your oil diffuser, red light therapy, journaling, meditating, white noise, whatever it is that will make you have a better sleep, drinking tea before you sleep, no matter what. I think it's so important to prioritize sleep before you're sleeping, because I see such a big difference in myself when I go to sleep just with barely any of my... when I go to sleep with a little bit of makeup left over on my face, I didn't do a full skincare routine, my bed wasn't even made the day before, my room's a mess, you know, like, I've seen myself when I go to sleep in that condition versus when I go to sleep with a clean room, with a candle lit, after I journaled, after I meditated, red light therapy, after full skincare routine and shower. Like, I see a really big difference in myself when I prioritize my sleep versus when I don't. So I think it's really nice to kind of romanticize the life that you're living and see the life that you're living as a privilege. I think when you see the education that you have and the work that you have as a privilege rather than a chore and something you have to do, you kind of learn to romanticize it more and appreciate it more, and you want to work harder towards it. And it's nice to really be independent. I've learned so much independence through college, just like getting lunch by yourself and running errands by yourself, going to campus by yourself, being in the library with yourself is a really big thing. I'm in the library by myself all the time. So just embracing that independence and realizing, you know, if you're not in a relationship, this is your time to be alone. This is your time to make new friends, say yes to more things, whatever it might be. So that's a really big tip that I have too, is just embracing the independence and being very grateful for this time that you have with yourself and this time you have to discover yourself. Obviously, school can be a very stressful thing sometimes, but once you start to see it as something that you've been given and something you've been blessed with, I think you start to work harder in a different way towards it. So that is kind of how I want to end off the episode. I hope it motivated you guys a little bit for the fall semester. I will be posting some content on my Instagram. Make sure you guys follow me at For You From Eve Backup is the name. I will link all my socials in the description below. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening and for your constant support. I hope you guys have a great semester. My DMs are always open to you guys. I try to go through them as much as possible. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I will talk to you guys next week. Mwah.